It's difficult to measure how different life is in certain parts of northern Japan compared to 3 years ago. There are some numbers. Deaths counted in the thousands. The National Police Agency says nearly 16,000 have been confirmed as killed in the initial quake and tsunami. Nearly 2,700 more remain missing. About 500,000 people were driven from their homes. Today, more than 250,000 remain in shelters that are somewhat inaccurately called temporary housing. Japan's Mainichi newspaper reports that in Fukushima Prefecture alone, more than 1,600 people have died prematurely because of the evacuation. Causes range from illnesses that went untreated because of hospital closures to stress, exhaustion, and suicide. For Fukushima Prefecture, that number is higher than those killed in the initial quake and flooding, an event that struck a little before 3 in the afternoon and crippled the Daiichi Fukushima nuclear power plant. Today, entire villages remain ghost towns, contaminated by radiation. Before the disaster, Japan got nearly a third of its electricity from nuclear power. Now, all 48 of Japan's nuclear reactors remain closed for safety inspections. The government plans to reopen each one that's declared safe. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.